Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Boyd Perry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Babich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Babich. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato takes first base on ball four. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brancato moves to second. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy takes first base on ball four. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert juggles the ball. That's an error on Siebert. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets takes first base on ball four. Gehringer moves to second. Boyd Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Johnny Babbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babbage hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Trout, and towards Perry, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman throws the ball into McCoy, who tags Radcliffe trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCuskey. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. McCuskey steals second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Babbage covering, for the out. McCuskey moves to third. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses bunts towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Brancato moves to second. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Brancato moves to third. McCoy moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Campbell reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tebbets hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Campbell scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Boyd Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Babich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babich is 0 for 1 in the game. Babich bunts towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Babich for the out. Suter moves to second. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0 for 1 in the game. Trout takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trout moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trout scores. Radcliffe moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins bunts towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Trout. McCoy moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCoy scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Johnny Gorsica now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. One out. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Farrick now pitching. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Boyd Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Brancato hits a line drive towards the mound. Gorsica catches it and throws to first to double up Farrick. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. York moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. York moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. York scores. Campbell moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Boyd Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-3 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Gorsica covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gorsica hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. McCuskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato misplays the ball. That's an error on Brancato. Radcliffe scores. McCuskey moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-4 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. McCuskey moves to third. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. D. Miles pinch hits for Tom Farrick. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chubby Dean now pitching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Boyd Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 4 in the game. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Gorsica is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorsica is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gorsica hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. With 3 walks. McCoy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCoy moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.